Welcome to the Business Beat. I'm Steve D'Agostino. I'll talk with Tom Ingracia and Jared Kredimski of Mental Massage. We'll talk about using massage therapy to help reduce America's skyrocketing healthcare costs.
I can't even count the patients that I get now that they say their doctors told them they ought to get a massage. It's not something that insurance covers yet. It's growing even among insurance companies, but we're not there yet. But it starts with the doctors. If the doctors are saying that people should do it, it's only a matter of time.
On the Business Beat. On WICN and at WICN.org. Worcester area business owners Tom Ingracia of Tom Ingracia Productions and Jared Kredimski of Revitalize Massage Therapy have formed a new joint venture. It's called Mental Massage, and it's the region's first service to provide self-motivational workshops and stress-reducing massage in a single, transformative group setting. Mental Massage offers members of any group an opportunity to identify and focus their energies on achieving personal and professional goals. At the same time, participants benefit from relaxing, rejuvenating back and neck massages. Tom and Jared, welcome to the Business Beat. What is mental massage compared to physical massage?
That's a good question, Steve. That is the number one question that people ask us. And really what we like to say is that mental massage is a fusion of cerebral massage and actual physical massage. And what I mean by that is, in our workshops, while I'm leading participants through a guided visioning exercise to help them focus on their goals and their aspirations and their dreams, Jared gives each member of the group a brief neck and shoulder massage to help them relax even more.
So you're not sticking your fingers in their ears and rubbing their brains then?
No, not yet.
Okay. Only if I see something in there.
Right. Why did you found mental massage and why now?
Well, it came... It's kind of like a bolt of lightning inspirational moment, really. Tom and I are in the same networking group, and we had to do a 10-minute presentation. Each of us did. And it was happened to fall on the same day, and I was trying to figure out what am I going to do. And we were running, actually. And toward the end of the run, I just thought, well, you know, I know Tom does this motivational speaking and the guided imagery. I thought, what if we did the same, you know, combine them both and just give it a try. So I ran that by Tom. And
I said, huh?
So, but he sat on it for a couple of days. And the next time we ran into each other, he'd said, you know, I think that's a great idea. We should give it a try.
I mean, did you do market research, focus group, stuff like that? Or did you just say, this sounds like a great idea. It clicked. Let's give it a shot.
We said, let's give it a shot. Let's try it with this group. And if we get a good response from this group, then I think we've got something. And it really sort of goes back to, Steve, my philosophy that you have to be prepared to seize opportunities when they present themselves to you. And that's part of what mental massage is all about, too, helping to prepare people to do that. And we saw the opportunity. And then we did a little bit of research to see if anyone else was doing anything like this. And we couldn't find any evidence of anyone doing anything really even similar to what we're doing with the mental massage by combining that visioning, goal setting with the actual physical massage.
And you'd both been running your own businesses all along. How many years had you been in business, Jack?
Well, I've been a massage therapist for 15 years, but okay. Had my own business for about eight now.
8 years. And Tom?
I'm celebrating my 10th anniversary this
10th
year.
10th anniversary. Okay, so you've got a number of years under your belt on actually running a business, getting new clients, keeping good tabs on the existing clients, collecting the money, all of that stuff that comes. So do you regard yourself as entrepreneurs?
Definitely.
As willing,
definitely,
to, yes, willing definitely, to take a calculated risk definitely. When it comes to business and capitalism.
That's it. And that's really that, you know, you have to be willing to risk. If you're not willing to risk, you're probably not going to go anywhere. And so you have to be willing to, again, to seize that opportunity, to take that risk and to know what your risk tolerance is.
So what's the competitive landscape out there? As you noted, there aren't any other businesses doing this sort of thing, but certainly, you know, there are healthcare facilities, hospitals providing massage therapy and massage treatment. Does it at all compete directly or even indirectly in a significant way with what you're looking to do or what you are doing?
I really don't think it does. And massage, I mean, there are plenty of massage therapists out there, so my massage business, I'm competing with plenty of other massage therapists, but the combination of the two things, we've done some research and we cannot find anything else like it, and I really don't think It's just dissimilar to anything else
I've
ever seen.
And I think that, you know, I think perhaps maybe that's our biggest challenge is that because it is something so new and so different and so dissimilar that we have to do a lot of explaining in terms of what the concept is and what the, you know, what this mental massage workshop really is all about.
And this is done with a group.
It is. It is, which is the other
because
thing
that makes
it unique.
Because I'll go for occasion for, not recreational, but just relaxation massages.
Right,
not
yes.
necessarily for any physical ailments other than, you know, work
right,
stress
yes.
up in the neck and shoulders and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing it, but that's one-on-one with a massage therapist
yes, right,
and myself.
Right.
You're doing it in a group.
We're doing it in a group format. And again, that's the other thing that makes what we do so unique. And that's where we found that no one else is doing this in a group format. And we find that group dynamic can be really powerful because people begin to feed off of each other's energies and we get a lot of sharing in this workshop setting where people say, well, you know, this is maybe what I'm doing. Have you thought about trying something like this?
So is this like a half a dozen people on massage therapy tables with their necks being rubbed simultaneously or what?
Well, it's usually people around a table or
okay.
Just sitting like you would normally sit in a chair and they depends on the size of the group.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's the typical size of a group?
Well, we've had groups varying from 6 people up to about 25 people at 30
okay,
people
that's
at this point.
Good group.
And if we get a larger group, well, with that size of group, I do all the massages then. Just
mm-hmm.
a short little 1 to 2 minute little massage on everybody. But if we get a bigger group, I have other massage therapists that help out and we cover everybody.
Now, at UMass Memorial, John Cabot Zen has for many years been doing group therapy with Zen approach
right,
to,
yes.
To it. Is this similar to that?
I think in some ways, because again, what we're trying to do with the mental massage is to both help people relax because we're also stressed out just by the hustle and bustle of daily life,
mm-hmm.
but in that relaxing environment, to be able to take the time to focus on what your goals are, what your aspirations are, what do you dream about? What is your dream for yourself? And that's something that most of us don't take the time to just sit back and think about those things. Again, because we're so busy with you know, getting the kids to soccer practice, going to work, getting laundry done, dinner on the table, the lawn mowed, that those things, those things that really should be most important to us, we tend to put on the back burner. And so this provides you with that opportunity that for an hour to sit back and really focus on yourself.
And let's talk about that in a second. Let me introduce what we're doing here. But your dream for yourself, we'll come right back to that. You're listening to The Business Beat on WICN and at WICN.org. I'm Steve D'Agostino. I'm talking with Tom and Gracia and Jared Kradimski of Mental Massage about using massage therapy to help reduce America's skyrocketing healthcare costs. Your dream for yourself, what does that mean? I mean, if I'm so stressed out, if I'm working all kinds of hours and I don't have any real downtime, and I start to focus on my dream for myself, how do I actually then, do I start to realize my dream as a result of that, or does it just help me to calm down and
well,
make it
well,
less stress?
Well, I mean, both, but in order to get what you want in life, you have to know what you want
mm-hmm.
in life, and that's where having that dream and being able to realize that dream is so important. And then in the workshop setting, the mental massage workshop setting, we take people to that next level. You know, okay, now you have a dream. You maybe have a better sense of what your goals are. Now what steps do you need to take to begin to make those dreams come true and to attain your goals? Because having the dream is one thing, but actually making that dream come true is something entirely different, and that's something that takes some hard work on your part.
Now, what I've often said is there's always going to be stress in life. That's what holds sort of the universe together. If there wasn't any stress, everything would fall apart. But it sounds like you're trying to take negative stress and turn it into positive stress.
Exactly, yes. And in fact, one of the my favorite quotes, and I can't remember right now who this quote is from, but one of my favorite quotes is about using your fears and your frustration as the fuel to achieve your goals. So yes, taking that stress, taking that energy and transferring it from negative energy into that positive energy to propel you forward.
Yeah, there's a difference between having fear and being afraid.
Exactly. That's right. Yes. And we all have fear.
Fear can help you prevent you from getting killed.
Yes, right.
Being afraid can actually also get you killed.
And being afraid is what stops people so often. That fear of the unknown is really what stops people from achieving the things that they want to in life. Because we think we can't, mm-hmm. we've been told that we can't, or we're just afraid to take that step.
And they build up all this negative stress or agita that actually helps to reduce their lifespan.
Good Italian term.
Yes. Right. A little bit of red wine will help with that,
yes,
too.
Yes, it will. It will. And so, you know, that's where Jared's massage comes in and plays such a critical part of this whole process, because I think Jared, what you like to say is it kind of provides people almost like a Pavlovian response.
Right. When you're getting the massage and you're thinking about, mm-hmm. You're thinking about your future and your goals and where you want to be and where is your, and kind of exploring your life as it is right now as well. It kind of helps you get to that another level of subconscious where, it feels good to relax and think about the future. So hopefully when you go home at the end of our seminar, you'll think about how good it felt to think about your future instead of just dwelling on what's happening right now.
Are you also engaged in spiritual therapy? And I don't mean in a religious sense, in a spiritual sense, that helping the people to get on the right spiritual path and feeling better about themselves physically, mentally and spiritually.
I think that's all part and parcel of it. And people approach this from different perspectives. For some people, they want to use the mental massage to help them attain a personal goal. For mm-hmm. some, it's to attain a professional goal. For some, yes, it is to deepen that sense of spirituality. And the other thing that we really feel this process does is it helps make that connection between the mind and the body and the spirit, and all those aspects of who we are need to be connected if we're going to be able to be successful and to be happy and to live fulfilling and fulfilled lives.
Can somebody use this to do bad things?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, I haven't thought about that.
Shame on you, Steve.
Or do you presume that the people who are coming in are looking to
right
themselves?
Yes. Yeah. We really find that the people who participate in the seminars really do come into it maybe hesitant a little initially, but then they open right up because, again, they see the possibilities for the future and they see that it is possible to work toward achieving that goal that maybe you thought was an impossible dream.
So you're not looking to create better bank robbers, for instance, like Ocean 11, you know?
Well, not intentionally, no.
Is massage therapy growing in acceptance among practitioners of so-called Western medicine, whatever that is?
Oh, it definitely is. I can't even count the patients that I get now that they say their doctors told them they ought to get a massage. It's not something that insurance covers yet. Well, it's growing even among insurance companies, but mm-hmm. we're not there yet. But it starts with the doctors. If the doctors are saying that people should do it, it's only a matter of time.
Do you find that it results in a decrease in the amount of prescription drugs or even non-prescription drugs, over-the-counter stuff that people feel they need to take?
I guess in the case of the people that I work with, a lot of them will, you know, if they have headaches or something like that, mm-hmm. Massage is one of the best things for relieving tension in the neck that actually causes the headaches. And so people stop taking, they take less Tylenol or Advil, whatever kind of medicine they've been taking. And it goes with, I guess, a lot of the other pain medications, even the prescription ones. If you can calm people down, a massage causes a release of endorphins, which is a natural painkiller, and gives you a kind of a natural high. So it's much easier on your stomach too.
So get hooked on endorphins. That could be your slogan. Well, do you have to be careful that this is not a cure-all for all kinds of maladies that people may have?
I definitely wouldn't think it'd give it that much credence. I mean, I think massage is fantastic for almost everybody, but it's not going to fix everything.
You mentioned that there are a growing number of health insurers that are starting to accept the coverage of massage therapy. Is it a trend that's growing more so in, say, recent years than 10, 15, 20 years ago or a generation ago?
In my experience, yes. I mean, going back 15 years, I was just getting into the massage field, so now I'm much more aware of what's happening. But it really seems to be gaining a better foothold now than in any time that I've been practicing.
For instance, some health plans are starting to cover a chiropractic, massage therapy, acupuncture in some mm-hmm. cases. So they're starting to wake up and realize that there are these real alternatives out there that aren't quackery.
Well, and they've
or
been,
just a passing fad.
These different modalities have been around for, you know, hundreds and thousands of years. Not hundreds of thousands, I didn't mean that. But they've been around that long. There's got to be something to it.
Although I'm sure the first cave people must have given each other back rubs.
So. True, right.
Tom, is massage therapy growing in acceptance among recipients of healthcare services, we the American public?
Well, and I'm going to defer to Jared for that okay. question too, because he really is he's the massage therapist, so he is the expert.
Wait, what was the question?
I mean, I would say from my perspective, yes, but...
Well, hold that thought. Let me just take a quick break here, and then we'll come back to that question. You're listening to The Business Beat on WICN and at WICN.org. I'm Steve D'Agostino. I'm talking with Tom Ingracia and Jared Krudimski of Mental Massage about massage therapy to help reduce America's skyrocketing healthcare costs. To hear last month's shows, visit the archive at WICN.org. Jared, is massage therapy growing in acceptance among recipients of healthcare services? That is, we Americans, we consumers, customers of the healthcare system.
Oh, it definitely is. I do think about when I first got out of school, massage was still, it was like one of those things you knock on a door three times and someone opens a peephole and then you go get your massage. It's way more in the mainstream now. Like men would not come and get massages from me in the beginning because they thought it was, you know.
It was sort of akin to socially what Anthony Weiner was doing on Twitter.
A little bit, yeah.
Not necessarily justified to have that reputation, but that's sort of the reputation it had.
It did, yes, it did. And that has definitely turned around.
What turned it around?
I think the realization, a lot of more people just getting massage and realizing that it was a legitimate healthcare option. It feels good. There are no bad side effects, really.
And we aging baby boomers started to creak and groan and moan as we started to get older, too.
Right. And with a little bit of extra disposable income as well, that mm-hmm. helps out with a large part of the population. But that's kind of kept our costs down. The more people that have been getting massage, the more we're able to keep our prices, you know, steady.
Is that your target market, the aging baby boomers? Is that the prime, not the only target market, but the primary target market?
That from my perspective, that is a prime market for us, because I find that that's the age group where people are beginning to think about what it is they haven't done in life yet that they mm-hmm. would like to try. And it's interesting. I noticed a real groundswell after 9/11, so just about 10 years ago, with people in the baby boom generation looking at that event and saying, if I don't do it now, who knows if I'm going to have an opportunity, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. I don't want to wait. I don't want to get to the end of my life and look back and say, what if? You know, what if I had taken that opportunity? So yes, that really is a core group for us. But, you know, we also see a core market for us as being young people who are just finishing up their college careers, getting ready to go into the job market, mm-hmm. but need a little bit of focus, need a little bit of...
And they're stretched to the max wondering where they're going to get a job.
That's right. And you know, maybe need to have an opportunity to look at their job search in a little different perspective and look at what all the options are.
Okay. The biggest challenges, biggest opportunities for a mental massage as a business?
I'm going to go with the opportunities first,
okay.
because I like to start with the positive. And we see this really as being a limitless, there's limitless potential for this, because again, everybody has goals, everybody has dreams, everybody has aspirations, but so often we have trouble kind of getting our heads around it.
And do you want to keep this local, regional, or can you see that it might explode nationally?
We see this exploding nationally, and even though we're still in our infancy, I mean, we're only 6 months into this joint venture, but with the two of us, it's taken off so fast that yes, we see this growing beyond the region to national, and we've already talked about the possibility that maybe this is something that we could franchise.
So after work, rather than going down to the Gold's Gym or the YMCA or the YWCA, I could stop at the local mental massage franchise and
you could
get chilled out.
Yeah, get chilled out and just have a good time, again, focusing on yourself.
Right. Okay. Biggest challenge for your business?
I would have to say for us right now, the biggest challenge is, again, it's unknown. This concept of mental massage is unknown. And I think also there's a little bit of hesitation, I guess I would say, because, again, I think we've been trained as a society not to focus on our inner selves and not to really take the time to just sit down and say, what is it that I want? You know, what does Tom want from life? And so I think getting that message across that this is a good thing to do is a challenge for us.
And it also sounds like if this thing really takes off and does go national, you'll be riding this skyrocket, trying to figure out how to hang on and maintain that growth in a sustainable way.
And boy, I think that's a challenge we're looking forward to.
You're listening to The Business Beat on WICN and at WICN.org. I'm Steve D'Agostino. I'm talking with Tom Ingrassia and Jared Kredimski of Mental Massage about using massage therapy to help reduce America's skyrocketing healthcare costs. Your company, biggest strengths, biggest weaknesses. Let's start with strengths.
For my company, my biggest strength is the experience that, mm-hmm. that I bring to it, because I made a radical career transition 10 years ago, having spent 25 years in higher education, but always knowing since I was a little kid that there was something else out there that I wanted to do. And so...
Where had you been in higher education?
Well, I've worked locally at Clark University okay. and at Assumption College, but I've worked out in the Midwest, in West Virginia and Ohio, and always loved what I was doing, and I was good at what I did, but I always knew there was something else out there that was kind of calling to me. And so I bring the experience of my 40-year journey, because it took me almost 40 years to realize my dream, and my dream was to be connected to show business. And so in addition to my motivational programs, I also manage musicians, and I've been doing that for 10 years. I've had the opportunity to work with people like Mary Wilson from the Supremes and Arlene Smith of the Chantels. So that was my dream come true, but it was a journey. It took me almost 40 years to get to the point where I could say to myself, yeah, this is what you want. Now go out and get it. So I bring that experience and that passion into my business and into my work with our clients at Mental Massage and with the folks that I work with on a one-to-one basis as well.
And Jared?
Well, I guess my major strength I probably bring is my massage skills. It was in college when I first started doing massage, and I really had a knack for it. And the first few people I worked for told me, I remember when I had to leave a job and one of my bosses had told me, you know, I don't mind if you never work for me again, but you have to keep doing massage because it would be a waste of your skills. So it's a passion that I've had for a long time. And it's nice to be able to bring that to an environment where we get to help people kind of work on their goals. Because another thing that I've always had this goal to be able to travel for work. And I've been able to make that happen. I do accreditation visits for massage schools, so it's always been on my mind. And I think one of the things that we get through mental massage is you grab onto those opportunities that you might not have seen, but they're always just kind of in the ether a little bit, waiting for you to grab them. As long as your mind is open to the opportunity, and I really like to bring that philosophy to people because I think it. I think it helps people get to where they want to be.
If and when you take off and go national, and let's be optimistic and say
right.
What will be your biggest weaknesses as business entrepreneurs that you'll need to address, you think?
That's a good question, Steve. I think for me, when we are at that point, obviously we're going to need to have other people working with us to handle the day-to-day.
And do you feel you've built a network where you can tap into that and find those people?
Well, I think so, but I'm a bit of a control freak, and I don't like giving up control. I don't give up control very easily. I'm at that point now in with Tom and Gracia Productions that I really need to have someone working with me to do a lot of the day-to-day stuff, because I'm out on the road so much doing my own lectures and seminars, and now with the mental massage. But I don't want to give up that. I don't want to give up that control.
Are you a control freak or a micromanaging control freak?
Probably both.
Oh, both?
Yeah, probably both.
How about you? Are you the opposite? Is this the yin and the yang here?
Yeah, it is a little bit, actually, because Tom and I kind of came up with this idea together, but I have let him take care of the marketing and the financial part, because I'm doing my own massage thing, and he really seems to have a good grasp on handling all that, and it's worked out very well because it takes a lot of stress off of me. Because that's not my forte.
Well, probably when you're working 80, 100 hours a week, you're going to start to learn how to delegate out of necessity.
I suppose. but at least for right now, because I love what I'm doing so much, it doesn't seem like work. And yes, I work harder now for myself than I ever worked for anybody else. But because I'm doing
what I... But you feel good about it.
I feel good about it because I'm doing what I've always wanted to do.
How often do you guys need a mental massage? How often do you get one?
That's something that we've been talking about, because we both need a mental massage, and we're always so busy doing them that we don't ever get them.
So you could be your own best advertisement for it.
Yes, we could.
You need to find the time to do it.
So that's one of the goals.
Maybe you have to build that into your business plan.
Right, exactly. and it is one of the goals that we've set for ourselves, is that we need to practice what we preach.
How can our listeners get more information about mental massage?
We have a website, and it's www.mental-massage.com, and there's a contact form there so that people can get in touch with us directly to find out more. There's a lot of information right on the website.
Are you doing a lot of social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, things like that?
Yes, yeah, both Facebook and LinkedIn.
I think we're non-Twittered yet.
Yeah, we're not Twittered yet.
So do you feel you have the resources to do the marketing, the advertising, the promotions to really get the word out about this?
Right now we do. Again, I think as we continue to grow, I think that's going to be another one of our challenges is to make sure that we're doing all the right things, and again that we have the support network to help us to accomplish our goals and our dreams and our aspirations.
But we do have a good network of people that we we have a networking group that we go to that. There's people in a lot of different industries, and I feel very comfortable going to any of them to say, here, we need a little more marketing help. Can you help us with changing our website or creating content or getting us, whatever kind of products we need? So I feel pretty confident that we've got that support.
Okay, and in closing, I'll let Tom, the control freak, have the final word. Website again, web address.
www.mental-massage.com.
Tom and Jared, thank you for being my guests.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
And thanks to our listeners for tuning into the Business Beat on WICN and at WICN.org. I'm Steve D'Agostino. I talked with Tom and Gracia and Jared Krudimski of the Mental Massage about using massage therapy to help reduce America's skyrocketing healthcare costs. To hear and download past episodes of the Business Beat, visit the archive at WICN.org.